This is the Podcast Help Desk with Mike Dell. Is this thing on?
And good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. And this one's kind of another experimental podcast, another experimental episode. Trying to do a little research on show notes. So depending on where you're listening to this podcast, you can tell me where you're seeing which of my show notes. And I'm going to have three different tags I'm going to use. I'm going to use the content encoded tag. There we go. Speak English. And I'm going to go ahead and put something special in there. I'm also going to use the description tag. This is all geeky RSS stuff, but as a podcaster, you need to know this. And with a little bit of research, I'm going to be able to tell where everything is. And also, I'm going to use the iTunes summary tag. And yes, I know Apple Podcasts changed it from iTunes, but their tags in RSS still say iTunes in them. So anyway, that's the little bit of intro there. Otherwise, I got other things to talk about. One place you're not going to see this podcast episode is on Spotify. I am officially pulling the plug on Spotify. You should have got the previous episode. If you were listening on Spotify, hopefully you went back to podcasthelpdesk.com and resubscribed on something other than Spotify. And there's a few reasons why I wanted to leave Spotify, and more power to them. But I just don't want to participate. And, similarly, I'm not on a couple other apps that came out a while back and did some things that I wasn't happy about. And like I said, that's totally up to you. If you want to be on Spotify, great, more power to you. There's nothing particularly wrong about that. But the reason I'm leaving Spotify, a couple reasons. First off, I think the shows that go exclusive over there is bad for podcasting in general. Joe Rogan famously got a big deal, 4 years, I believe, for $200-something million to be exclusively on Spotify starting the first of the year. He actually went to Spotify a few days ago on September 1st. And it so far hasn't worked out very well for him. And, I'm sure he doesn't care, or maybe he does, and we just don't know about it. But, reports are they migrated everything over to Spotify. And when I say everything, it was in big quotes. Some of the interviews and episodes that he put out are not available on Spotify. And kind of ironically, they all seem to be conservative bent, or at least controversial in some way or another. One thing about Joe is he'll talk to anybody, not anybody, but he talks to anybody that's interesting. And sometimes he talks to conservatives. Think of Alex Jones being one of them. Okay, yeah, Alex Jones has some screwball ideas. Like him or hate him, that's immaterial. But, he got deplatformed pretty well, although he's still able to be out there because of podcasting, because you can't deplatform a podcast completely, and people that want to listen to him still can. But, Joe went over to Spotify as an exclusive. He was on Libsyn, one of the competitors of the company that sponsors this show. And, his shows were all available on Libsyn, but are not all available on Spotify. Now, whether they're going to fix that, or maybe they're not done migrating, who knows what the deal is, not blaming them for anything. But that's one of the things that can go wrong if you go exclusive. Another thing, Joe Button, I'm sure you've seen the YouTube video of his 2-hour episode explaining why he's leaving Spotify after a 2-year exclusive contract. And they didn't follow their contract, at least according to him. And like I said, no facts. I just know that he's not happy with the deal, and he's not renewing his contract, and he's going to go back independent. And more power to him. All for podcasting, that's for sure. But anyway, those two things plus Spotify's motivation in podcasting to me seems not on the up and up. Maybe I'm wrong. And that's great. I hope I am. And maybe I'll be back there someday. But for right now, Spotify, the motivation that I get out of it is, okay, when you have a Spotify account and you listen to Spotify and you listen to a music track, they've got to pay royalties on that. But they don't have to pay royalties on podcasts. And, any of the podcasts that are not exclusive to Spotify don't get paid at all. Not that I say we deserve to be paid, but then again, if they're paying royalties to the music performers, and not very good ones, actually, so I've heard, a lot of music people don't want their stuff on Spotify either. So, that's totally up to them. And it's just like it's up to us whether we want to be distributed on Spotify or not. And I'm just making the conscious decision to not be on Spotify. Like I said, more power to them. If, people want to listen to podcasts on Spotify, that's awesome. Nothing wrong with that. And, and I have a couple other personal reasons why I don't particularly care for Spotify. Although, ironically, I do love their music service, and they're darn good at that. And I do actually pay them and listen to the music. But I don't listen to podcasts on Spotify. I don't like the user experience. They're much better at music. And in my humble opinion, they should stick to that. Hopefully they can make it work. But, as far as the podcast stuff, I just choose not to be there. And I hope you respect that decision. If you were listening on Spotify and now are not because I'm not there, that's just my decision. And as a podcast producer yourself, you've got that decision. If you get a deal where you can pocket a few million dollars to be exclusive on Spotify or any other platform, cash that check. Heck yeah, why not? But just know that as far as the actual editorial freedom that you have as a podcaster may or may not be there. Also know that your audience will drop. I'm going to guess, and we probably will never know, that Joe Rogan, who currently, as of September 2020, is still probably the number one independent podcaster out there. Maybe the number one podcaster, period. I don't know. But I'm going to guess that his audience is going to be a quarter of what it was. At least initially. Now he may gain audience. He may bring people into Spotify, kind of like Howard Stern brought people into Sirius XM. Same thing with Spotify. And that's what they're hoping for. Why else would they cut such a big check to get him exclusive? So I don't know. We'll see how that all pans out. But for right now, I'm not on Spotify. At least when you hear this, unless, of course, you're listening on Spotify. All right, enough about Spotify. We don't want to beat that dead horse to death. But that is, something that's going on in the podcasting world for sure. So I'm not going to make this a really long episode. Like I said, this is going to be an experiment, and look for a report on what I've found. Starting with the next episode, I'll have that out there, similar to what I did with the episodic artwork. And we'll see how this all works out. We'll see what tags in the RSS feed show up on which platforms. I'll have to do an experiment on Spotify on a different show just to see. But there's other shows out there that are on Spotify, but not this one. But I will check out Apple Podcasts and the iTunes desktop software on old Macs and Windows machines, and Overcast and Downcast and Sideways Cast and whatever other apps out there. You know, we'll see. We'll see how that works out. So everybody have a good day, and I'll catch you probably in a week or two with a report of where everything showed up.